Friday, August 29, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Ferrie. Making headlines today. Mobile telecommunications operator MTN has a lot of catching up to do on its capital expenditure and infrastructure rollout program for the year. But financial director Rob Nisbet says it remains focused on getting the 25 billion rands worth of capex in the ground by the end of the year. The group has committed 25 billion rand of capex for 2008 and has approved capex of 30.5 billion rand for the year. To date, it has spent about 10 billion rand, but it expects the rollout rate to increase in the second half of the year. The need to heavily invest in the operations throughout the regions where MTN operates is said to be vital. This is owing to the continued pressure to boost capacity as demand is exceeding supply, particularly in South Africa and Nigeria. Demand is also growing fast in Iran, where the group saw a 93% increase in subscribers in the last half ended June 2008.
You can see we are investing today, okay, to catch up for, let's call it, the capex that we haven't put in the ground previously, to bring down the, let's call it, the overall constraints on the network with regards to congestion and that, and effectively get the quality of the network in line. As we said, the approved capex by the board was effective at 30.5 billion. We said by the end of December this year, we'd only expect about 25 billion of that to hit the cash flow or the balance sheet.
Construction and engineering firm Marion Roberts CEO Brian Bruce said on Thursday that energy was driving opportunities for the firm. He said nuclear energy in particular would be a focus area for the group going forward. Nuclear energy is expected to become a primary source of power in South Africa and in the rest of the world. Bruce noted that it was expected that a number of new nuclear plants would be constructed globally over the next 50 years. South Africa expects to be one of the largest users of nuclear energy in the future.
The Nuclear One project has been estimated about 120 billion. And we've got between 25 and 35% of that, and that will happen over the next 10 years. So, you know, you can do the work. I mean, it will be an add-on to our existing capability, but it will offer us some solid long-term work if we are able to secure that project.
Platinum producer Impala Platinum CEO David Brown said on Thursday that the company had probably overused power in the past. It is currently working towards cutting Eskom power consumption by a significant 40 to 45 megawatts. Brown said that the company would simultaneously also be looking to concluding a power take-off agreement with an independent power producer. With regard to self-generation, Implat had looked at different combinations, including building a power station itself, but it was concerned about enlarging the company's carbon footprint and adding to global warming. These are aspects which the company has to be very sensitive about.
We are currently working with Eskom now to look at savings of somewhere in the region of 40 to 45 megawatts of power, and quite clearly that's quite a significant amount of power. Now, we might not be able to save all of it, and obviously it might take a period of time, but I think what the crisis has done for us is certainly focused our mind.
Also making headlines, July's credit and money supply growth was slow, PPC announces a 2.7 billion rand BEE deal, Tito Mboweni intends stepping down next year, Eskom is to decide on the fate of Richards Bay coal export allocation, De Beers is to open its diamond technology treasure chest to the world for the first time, and Impala Platinum says now is the right time to go on the hunt for acquisitions. In political news, an independent World Health Organization study backs universal healthcare. Russia and the US exchange sharp words over Iraq and Kosovo at the UN. The UN announces that the Western Sahara mediator has quit, and Russia faces diplomatic isolation. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.